you know, I've always said this. It seems like it comes up every Monday after the season's over. And, you know, continuity is just very important. I mean, it's very extremely important. It's important to me. It's important to our organization. And, we don't have all the information, but, you know, clearly 3 or 4 years, in my estimation, is not enough time. It's not enough opportunity for somebody to get a program going. But people make their decisions for their own reasons, and, you know, it's difficult. There's going to be a lot of families affected, you know, not only today, but perhaps over the next couple of days.
Has there been an affirmation about this team doing it the right way? Not only your record, but some of the teams who went after high-profile people in the offseason and aren't even in the postseason.
Well, I think you have to be, you know, when you address free agency in particular, you have to be very careful, and you have to be sure that the types of players that you're pursuing fit into your system. Now, that not only means fit into your system offensively and defensively, but also means fit in your locker room. And I think, you know, you can, you know, I think over the years we've seen teams take a real aggressive approach to free agency and almost, quote, go out and try to buy a championship and have it not work, you know. And you know, although we haven't won a championship yet, we've had some success, and, you know, we tend to lean a little more heavily on the draft and selected free agents and, you know, and try to develop our own players.
Have you had to resist temptation at times when you see that big game out there, or is that easy?
Well, no. I mean, we're going to do whatever we can within reason to try to help our football team. You know, there were years where we simply couldn't afford to keep our own players. But, you know, when you have cap room now, I think you have to be wise as far as the decisions that you make.
How do you spend this week, Jeff, and not knowing who you're going to play yet? How do you assist the coaches spend that time?
Well, the players are going to. Obviously, we'll follow the normal schedule today and tomorrow, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to come back and we're going to practice, and we're going to work to fine-tune, to stay sharp, to get better, and we're going to compete against ourselves. We're not going to prepare against a particular team on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, if you will. We're going to go out there as if it's training camp and work and practice, and I mean, that's going to be the most important thing, in addition to bringing back some of the guys that, or at least try to get everybody back on the practice field that we possibly can. At the same time, work hard, rest, and get our legs back under. So we won't have any difficulty with the players as far as that's concerned. I think they're looking forward to working on the things we need to work on. They certainly let this one go. We agreed when we walked out those doors yesterday that we wouldn't revisit the game, wouldn't bring it up, wouldn't look at it. We're going to move forward.
There's some obvious, in situations like this, before you talk about some kind of obvious broad points of emphasis. You've always had the points of emphasis kind of work. Are there some specific things?
Well, we're gonna continue with the things that have been good for us. You know, we want to work in the plus territory. You know, we set out last year as a goal to improve our offensive efficiency in the plus territory, improve scoring, and I think we've had the second highest offensive output in the last 15 years. We kind of have an in-house goal of touchdowns to field goals. You want to score more touchdowns than you do field goals. Well, we recently surpassed that. You know, I thought we were very good there. So we're going to continue along those lines. I mean, we have to work third downs and, you know, work on protecting the football and continue to work on running the football.
How much the mindset and, I guess, the mood change from the regular season end to now you're
Well, I mean, it's clear in their mind. We're now in sudden death, but I think it's all our responsibility as staff and players to not to get too consumed with that. It's just, you know, you do what you did that got you here, and that's the one-game approach, the one-week approach, and have fun doing it and do the best you can to prepare.
Do you try maybe get a little physical in a couple of practices just to avoid any kind of rest with this kind of layout?
There's a chance that we'll be in pads at least once, maybe twice before kickoff.
Do you have the quality control people begin, like, just broad preparations for each of the playoff opponent scenarios, or do you wait for the outcome of the game and then focus in on the
No, you can't play? Wait. You can't possibly wait for the outcome of the game. You don't have enough time. We're always a week ahead, so... Yeah, those guys are, you know, they've got their work cut out. They've been working. They've already used most of last week to get work done. So we'll be ready to move Sunday afternoon once we know.
Have you
got any kind of a good feeling on who you might play, looking at the matchups? Not that you're going to say who you'd rather play. But
no, I mean, we have a good chance of playing either the 4th, 5th, or 6th seed.
You have, if I'm remembering correctly, did they install an obligatory injury report for 5-week teams or no? Do you have any obligations?
Super Bowl.
Oh, it's just a Super Bowl. Yeah. So you don't have to talk injuries for the league's purposes until a week?
Until Tuesday, actually, if we're playing Saturday.
Obviously, you have to look at the tape again yesterday, but did you see anything I would have did? And I know you talked last week about what we see.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to, I mean, if the players want to look at it, we gave them the opportunity to look at it either today or tomorrow, but we're not going to revisit it once we come together on Wednesday. The staff's looked at it, and, you know, I mean, you know, they played hard. I mean, it was a physical game, and everybody played hard. We got to play a lot of people, and Vincent made some plays. He had some opportunities. He got flushed a couple of times. We could have had a drive continue. We were set up for a big play. We had a pass interference that was not called or legal contact, which would have kept the drive alive. But I thought he was in the right place at the right time. And, you know, he himself admitted being a little bit rusty, but you can appreciate that. But, you know, he enjoyed playing, as I told you yesterday. I mean, he enjoyed preparing and knowing that it was going to play, and he said he had fun playing.
How about Leroy
Harris? Leroy was fine in front.
Coach, there are people camped out in the Bilbrey Field right now waiting for playoff tickets. Can you talk about fan dedication?
Yeah, I mean, they camp out. Well, fortunately, we give them an opportunity to now camp out a second time this year. You know, they're out when we put single game tickets on sale in the spring. And it's just, you know, we're fortunate as an organization. We've given them an opportunity to do that and kind of gives you an idea. It's just that reminder of what a great fan base and what great support we have.
Do you like the Saturday game? Do you get a benefit there and then you get 2 weeks for the tickets? A day earlier, now you maybe get a day on the back end as well?
Yeah, I mean, you potentially have an extra day on the back end without travel, which gives you an extra day of rest and advantage. But the league, they'll be wise about that. They tend not to make somebody travel go on a short week for the championship game. But, yeah, it gives us a chance. And knowing now gives us a chance to go ahead and plan and schedule.
Any requests from other organizations yet to talk to some of your staff at this point?
You know, this situation comes up on occasion when the season's over, and our philosophy or our perspective is we're not going to confirm or deny whether we've been contacted or not. I believe that's up to the requesting club, and so we'll leave that up to the requesting club.
And with the regular season over, can you begin negotiations with Albert today?
There'll be some discussions, yeah. I mean, you know, I can't confirm or deny whether we've done that yet or we will.
How big is there a little bit of a sense of urgency with him? I know you've got to focus on the playoffs, but with him, you've got a small window to begin today. How important is it to try to...
Well, I think, clearly, we have expressed a great deal of interest, as he has, in working things out. And, you know, we'll move forward. But the most important thing right now is the playoffs and getting him ready, getting him back on the practice field, getting him ready to play at the level he was before he got hurt.
But your upstairs people and his agent could easily be working on things that wouldn't impact your preparation.
Yes, of course there's that possibility.
Jeff, what advantage maybe from having been with this organization for so many years and had the position of, you know, top seed and hosting divisional games, does that help as you prepare for get through this week and, you know, having kind of going 3 week period without a meaningful snap?
Well, I think it helps from a player standpoint because we can say, hey, look, we've done this before. This is why we're doing what we're doing. This is why we're going to do these things on the practice field or expect these different things of them. And they trust that. I mean, they trust that we've done that all year. So, having been through the experience before, having a number of players that have been in big games and playoffs and championship games and such, it certainly helps as far as the younger guys are concerned. But, I have really no concern about the maturity level of our younger players. I know they understand what's important, and they'll responsibly prepare for this.
Being the number one seed in theory, you're the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Do you feel like a favorite?
No. You know what we're going to try to do is win the next game and really buckle down as soon as we know who we're going to play. So the players know that, you know, all you got to do is win the next two home games, and then good things happen.
Stop peaking at the right time. 3-3 finish. Do you feel you can justifiably say you're peaking at the right time?
I'm clearly confident we played our best ball against Pittsburgh, and we've gotten better and better. This one is an exception. We did what we felt we needed to do to be ready for the first playoff game. And I felt like success from an injury standpoint and a rest standpoint, we were successful.
After seeing the play in Jets here at Oakley Field, were you surprised the way they finished down the stretch? Not even to play?
I was surprised at a number of teams. There was a lot of pressure on a lot of teams, and a lot of things happened for a lot of reasons. For Denver to have to go through 7 running backs, injuries are usually the reason that a team will taper off. As far as the Jets are concerned, we had great respect for the Jets, their personnel, Brett, and everything. And as a team yesterday, they played better than they did, made plays. And that's the league. You get 12 teams in it, you got 20 teams that are going home. And New England. I mean, for New England to do what they did this year with the injuries that they had, and at all these positions, and to win the number of games they did not get in, that's just the way the league is.
Talked about 3 or 4 years, maybe not being enough for some of these coaches who are losing out on the opportunity to establish continuity. Do you think it's kind of a freak thing this year that Baltimore and Miami and the 13 were all able to turn things around so quickly, Atlanta? Or is that going to spur some owners to say, "Hey, I can get"?
No, you look at all three of those teams, and they have basically two things in common. Okay, those teams that turned around as quick as they did. They got a quarterback that knew how to make good decisions, would lose a game for them, and they got to get their running game back. That's what happened with all three of those teams. Atlanta went out, got a running back and a quarterback, and they had a great 1-2 combination in the backfield. Miami healed up. Ronnie Brown comes back, and then they've got the running back, and they've got an experienced quarterback. And that's also the case of Baltimore.
Jeff, you look at the AFC field. Is this as wide open, no real dominant team out there that you've seen?
Well, I wouldn't say wide open. I say there's some things that are in common in the field. 6 of the top 10 teams in rushing in the National Football League made it, and 6 of the top 10 defensive teams in the AFC made it. So if you can play good defense and run the football, you got a chance to make the playoffs.
Would your approach to yesterday's game have been different had there been something riding on it, say the Colts playoff fade or an outside club's playoff fade?
No, it would not. We were focused purely on ourselves. If you're asking if the roles were reversed last year in Indy, there's another team involved and we were in Indy's role, we would have done the same thing.
Jeff, I don't know where you are with this team. Do you give players at this point new, different rules and regulations about either personal conduct or team?
No, we constantly talk about on the field, off the field decisions. We've got New Year's Eve we have to deal with. We have the potential for them having a couple days off this weekend, and they know what's at stake here. I thought they did a really, for the most part, a good job with all the little things, and they understand we're now in a once in a lifetime opportunity, or at least once in a rare opportunity to have home field throughout the playoffs. So the priority should be coming to work and doing the right things here at work and not be distracted with anything outside.
You talked about the goal getting Albert back and healthy. Where does he is?
Our hope is to have everybody back on the practice field this week, and if not this week, there may be a few players that will get back on the practice field next week.
You look at Stamer and some...
We're still currently doing tests right now as far as Josh is concerned.
Fowler's okay?
I'm sorry?
Fowler?
Yes, he returned.
Anything else? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.